God, I don't know. I can't give a hint on this.
You can't.
There's just one word that would make calling out.
Is it online ordering?
No. Nope. It's not online, but that's a good try, man. Under pressure. Catman.
Well, my daughter and I are trying to figure it out, and we think it might be eating in the car.
That was guessed. Again.
All right, no worries.
But keep trying and call us. We got to take a break for Fox. We'll be right back after.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Shrugging off a historic vote.
I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did.
President Trump sticking to business as usual.
We're doing things that nobody's ever done before, nobody's ever seen. We have the strongest economy in the history of our country.
The president joined at the White House by a Democrat who plans to join the GOP.
I believe that this is just a better fit for me.
Congressman Jeff Van Drew voted against impeachment. The Senate voting to advance a $1.4 trillion spending package to avoid a government shutdown. The legislation provides money for a U.S.-Mexico border fence and domestic spending increases sought by Democrats. President Trump is expected to sign the two-bill package. Another milestone on Wall Street. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all closing at record highs. America is listening to Fox News.
We can't have that. We cannot have that. And that bill does nothing about climate change.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Why?
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
That's science. Folks.
That's about as good as what the crap that Greta and her fascist teams have come up with. All right. We are working on a conundrum. We have a wonderful 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place to give away. And ironically, the answer does involve food, but I'm looking for a keyword here that will win this for somebody. And we go to Chicago Redneck. Is there such a thing?
Of course there is.
I guess I would be because, if you're conservative, well, you're just a redneck. That's why I love the South. Yeah. Because you know what? On the county, you want to know why? Chicago. The current South is very much like Chicago used to be in terms of being neighborly and warm and friendly. Not anymore.
Exactly.
So there you go.
It ain't like that anymore.
So you're going to win this thing?
I hope so. Is it having food delivered to your home?
Thank you,
or
Bailey.
Delivery.
No. Man, I was kind of... I want everybody to be a winner, but I was kind of hoping for you since we have something in common, but... Not it. Thank you
for
trying.
Just one word, folks.
Just one word.
One word only.
John.
Yes.
What is the word we're looking for here? We know it involves eating.
Is the key phrase drive-through?
Is what?
Drive-through.
Drive-through. Sorry, that is not it. Bennett.
You're ordering takeout.
Yes, who is it? The what?
Order takeout.
Order takeout.
No.
Order. It's one word.
One word we're looking for that's going to win this for somebody. Sue, I have a feeling you're going to get this.
How about having a chef do the cookout?
A chef, a personal chef is not it. Thank you for trying. 2729228. Hannah, what a great name. What do you think? What is this?
Right, we involves... Is it fast food?
Sorry. I've always wanted a Hannah to win something on my show.
Yeah.
Call back, though, if you get another idea. One word. We're one word away from
just
a win.
One.
Terry.
Microwave.
That's a good guess. I mean, that's original. I like it. It's not the word we're looking for. Rodney.
Yeah.
You're up.
Is it eating out gourmet food?
No, it's not gourmet food, man. Thanks for trying, though. Chris.
Hey, how about cook food?
No, it's not. We're looking for one stinking word here. Hi, who's this?
Jason S.
Jason, what's the word we're looking for?
How about with family or friends?
Again.
All over it.
Yeah, yeah. But I can't tell you why that's a good answer, because that would be giving it away.
Yep.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Susan.
Susan. All right.
Yeah.
Women have intuition for these things. Nail it. Give us that word we're looking for.
Is it eating healthy food?
I'm sorry.
I had high hopes for her.
Aw, thank you, though.
No, thank you, and I hear that disappointment, and now contests make me feel guilty. Kevin.
Is the word alone?
He says eating alone. That's the word we're looking for, is it? That's it.
Hey. Good job, Kev.
All righty.
Good job, buddy.
I'm glad. The hint I was going to give was the key word can be found in a very popular Christmas movie.
There you go. There you go.
But we didn't have to do that because Kevin...
He's on the ball.
He's on it. So you have won a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the Pizza Place. Perry Hill and Harrison, look them up on Facebook. Awesome. Man, you're in for a treat. That's what
Don't worry. I've been over there 10 times, man.
I like hearing that. I love hearing that. Kevin, hang on. Okay. And Rosie will get you a jam up and jelly time with your pine fries. We have a special superstar in the studio with us today. Do you have the training hat, for JT?
As a matter of fact.
By the way, we had our company event last night, and JT and Leanne were there, and it was just great. Just great to have them there, and the acknowledgement you got. We're so happy to have you guys on board Blue Water, because we now have successfully taken all the talent from every other radio station in the market. Everybody that's got talent, real talent, now works for us.
As it should be.
Local radio. Please support the people that support us, because that's how we stay on the air. And if you like what we do, that's how you help us out.
Yep.
Although sending me a check for a large amount of money is not...
It's not out of bounds.
Like I said, I checked with my tax guy today, and...
Uh-oh.
I'll be okay.
Yeah,
I'm not going to Leavenworth.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. In Prattville, the community came together to honor late coach Lorenzo Pickett by dedicating two structures in his name on what would have been his 53rd birthday. Pickett passed away suddenly on Thanksgiving Day 2006, just days before the Prattville Lions football team played in the state championship. The field house at Prattville High School was renamed to the Low Pickett Field House, and Spring Hill Park in the community where Pickett grew up was renamed Coach Lorenzo Low Thicket Park. Plus, the local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. The Lee High School food pantry serves 100 students right now, and school officials say they expect that number to go up. On Fridays, the students are sent home with a backpack of food for the weekend. They are always in need of more non-perishable food items, and if you are interested in donating, you can call or visit Lee High School. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
And now a star is born. On December 19th, 1967, the world welcomed little baby Criss Angel.
Congratulations. It's a happy, healthy David Blaine.
His name is Criss Angel.
Darn it, I always get those two mixed up.
David Blaine, I mean Criss Angel. A star is born.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather is quiet for now, but we do have weather changes on the way for the weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, another freeze expected overnight. Low temperature down to about 31. Tomorrow, a little warmer, but still dry. Friday's high in the upper 50s. Periods of rain at times. Saturday night, Sunday. High temperatures will be in the 50s over the weekend, and more scattered showers on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of accidents right now. These should be in the cleanup stages and maybe even out of the way, but use caution. Taylor Road just past Baptist Medical Center. If you're headed towards I-85, you'll see that one there. And on the Troy Highway near Virginia Loop Road, our most congested areas right now, the East and Northeast Boulevard. Troy Highway, very heavy outbound. We've also got Taylor Road from Vaughan to Atlanta Highway just slammed right now. Interstates I-65 and 85 are looking good. Moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no issues on them or at the interchange downtown. If there's going to be a Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure its life comes complete with invisible fence. With both indoor-outdoor systems, it'll keep that puppy in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed as greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I was just thinking next week when I'm out, we could have Joey do 9 hours a day. How about that?
That sound good to you, Joey?
Well, does it?
No.
That's not Joey. That's a fake.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
None of your business!
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Boobies.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
Your tongue?
I'm not trying to be your hero.
You're phenomenal.
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
This thing is nuts, man.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Hot city!
Cause that minus is too low to see.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Yes! Hello! Nothing from nothing.
What's wrong with you?
And I'm not stopping.
She's a tool.
Believe you me.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Bill on that
11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
You silly sausage.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have
that
something.
That is bullcrap.
If you wanna be with me.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamine.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
One misfire. I'll be waiting for your scores from the judges on the roll call song. You will not have to do that.
Thank goodness.
It wasn't my best, but it's one of those things that kind of started. JT is in-house. He is our trainee of the day, and how kind that you and Leanne, she didn't come in. She just gets to sit and be the dazzling personality.
Leanne is actually wrapping up Christmas shopping, and I think that my stuff is today, so I have no problem working by myself today.
Ah, okay.
We're going to be out of town for a couple of days, but we're looking forward to being here Monday.
I am so excited because that you're going to be filling in, because I think you guys could easily, without even working too hard, bring a whole new brand of talk radio to the market.
Well, we're going to get started next week anyway.
Watching
you work is like watching the wizard behind the curtain. I'm telling you right now. I see you doing all those buttons, and I'm like, wow, this guy is not only a talk host, but he's like a musician. I mean, holy cow. I'm trying to take notes, but I don't know.
I'm gonna give you the first thing that they told me.
How are you with primitive radio equipment?
See these three here?
Yes.
These are our volume pots for, like, the very sophisticated sound effects we use. But you can't really tell when they're on, so you have to kind of double check. Now, the first one has a light that works. The second one has a very dim light, and this one is dead. Now, number three, this one here, you have to keep it a little bit lower than one and two because everything comes out of there louder for some reason.
Gotcha. Okay.
But other than that, there's not too much to remember other than this is the one if you want to play something off YouTube.
Of course, right.
It's off right now, and that light works, so just make sure it's on if you want to play something off the board. But here's the best news of all.
What's that?
News, that's when fresh information comes about, but that's not important. You're going to get airplaned on this show at some point. I mean, I even have, Rich doesn't even bother. He just says,
what is it?
And I give him the airplane answer. The listeners of this show in this time frame of many years now are used to screw-ups.
Oh, good.
I make mistakes all the time.
You just got to roll with it. It's live radio.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
you know.
The worst thing you can do is get down on yourself if something goes wrong.
Oh, yeah.
My listeners love that. They expect it. So
they can laugh right along with us.
Exactly.
Don't sweat it. And I would, my only other suggestion, having gotten to know you and Leanne some, and it's been a great thing in 2019, don't change yourself. Just be who you are.
Sure.
When we were having a lunch at the smokehouse and stuff, you guys are just so good. Just come in and chat it up. Talk about whatever you want.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. We're looking forward to it. And I will let you know, too, that primitive radio equipment is all we've ever worked with. So this is like home for us. I mean, it really is.
All right. Let's grab this call. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Chad.
Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob?
Yes!
That Chad?
Indeed it is. And everybody seems to be out driving early this afternoon. I think a little of that holiday spirit is starting to set in.
Yeah. Well, they're also having somber reflections.
On
impeachment. And
She was somber yesterday, but now she has a gimp in her step or whatever she said. She has a little energy in her step now. Well, I'm going to predict that Cocaine Mitch, as we call him, you know why he got that name, don't you?
I've heard it, but I really don't know the backstory. Why do they call Mitch McConnell Cocaine Mitch?
He had a crazy left-wing guy running against him. I don't even think he was in the Democratic Party. And he kept calling him Cocaine Mitch. And so McConnell liked it so much, he said, I'm just gonna start using it as a moniker, you know, and adopted it as his own. So today I saw this meme that says, has a picture of McConnell in this cloud of cocaine, and it says, he says, all I do is traffic cocaine and appoint Supreme Court judges, and I'm out of cocaine. I thought it was just a hoot. But anyway, yeah, I'm somberly reflecting. I think the only people that are somber are the Democrats trying to figure out, okay, what have we gotten ourselves into here?
They painted themselves into a corner, and they just keep painting.
Well, yeah. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's out there saying they're going to delay it because they want a fair trial.
Oh, they're so full of shingles.
Well, nobody, even the lefties don't believe that. You know, even the lefties, you know, and so every day, I think what they ought to do is what they did with Ted Koppel did on the American Iranian hostage thing. You'll remember this.
This is dead.
Day number one, impeachment held hostage.
Yeah.
You know, and just every day, another day. So what happened to the emergency, Nancy? Remember you said this was so important, we needed to get it done before Christmas, and now you're sitting on it, you know, because they gave a big pile of nothing. As a lawyer, I'll tell you exactly what you got here.
Please.
It's called a Rule 12b-6 motion. That means the charges that they've brought, and that's all they have. People need to understand that. Impeachment is the same thing as if you have been indicted, okay, or a charge has been brought against you. Mm. It does not mean that you've been convicted of anything. There's a burden of proof that goes with the, you know, with the prosecutor and when it goes to the Senate. But if you don't state the elements of a claim, a criminal act or whatever it may be, then it is considered to be a failure, and you don't even get to the trial. It's a dismissal for failure to state a claim. And in this case, for example, they're charged with obstruction of justice for the president merely invoking his presidential privilege, his executive privilege, which he has the right to do and have tested in court. So that's not even a valid claim from the outset. The other claim, of course, is you know, abuse of power. Well, there is no such criminal law, criminal violation under state or federal law as abuse of power. I mean, that you could accuse any president of that if you disagreed with his policy.
You mean like sending a jumbo jet full of money to the number one sponsor of terrorism in the world?
Why would that not be an abuse of power? How about when he passed the DACA thing with an executive order after saying that it couldn't be done constitutionally because the House and the Senate had to pass.
Whoa, I got a pen and a phone. Whoa.
That definitely would be an abuse of power. But is it impeachable? No, it's not impeachable, right? And so really, I think if you got to listen to Mitch McConnell's speech today, he was laying out what we call the case for a 12b-6 motion, which is a motion to dismiss. And that is what's ultimately going to happen here. And whether Nancy Pelosi decides to actually cough up the impeachment articles and send them over there, at some point, McConnell is going to say, look, you've impeached him, you've done your job. There's nothing in the Constitution that requires me to wait for you to send them to me. So we're going to move forward, and I'll give you 24 hours to get your managers named, your House Democrat managers for the trial, and the Republicans will name theirs. And if you don't do it in 24 hours, we're going to move forward and we're going to do the trial without you. And we're going to do it under the same procedures we used under Bill Clinton, which were no witnesses and allowed for a motion to dismiss. And you know, when they adopted those rules during the Clinton impeachment, it was adopted 100-0 in the Senate. The rules were, and Chuck Schumer voted for them.
Chad, right. So, I appreciate
I think they are not thinking ahead about how bad this is going to look for them. But you and I both know they are getting a lot of pushback from
meanwhile, America showed its concern with over 20,000 people shivering through 5-degree weather to support their president in Battle Creek, Michigan. Not in a big city, little Battle Creek. I've driven through it. That's amazing. And almost 20% of the people that went to that rally were Democrats.
And I tell you something else. The analytics guys at the Trump campaign got all their names, their email addresses, their phone numbers, and everything else. They do that at every event. And yeah, they sign those people up to knock on doors, pass out, you know, bumper stickers and everything else. This is an incredible ground game that is being built in the battleground.
Chad, thank you for the take. I got to take a break here.
All right, buddy. You guys have a great one.
You too, man.
Thanks.
So, Nancy, you going to yak up those articles of impeachment? Come on. Come on. The role of Nancy Pelosi being played by Snots from Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Be watching that probably Christmas Eve.
Oh, no doubt.
My daughter.
One of my favorites.
426 Georgia Floors Direct is the choice for flooring here in the River Region. 50 years ago, a gentleman named Dick McAdam saw the future. He saw that the bypass, the Eastern Boulevard, was going to be the center of town one day. Said, so we're going to get this land, we're going to build a building while the price is right, and we're going to fill it, stock it, huge building, with all types and styles of flooring direct from the manufacturers, because we don't need a middleman. We'll turn around, sell it at a wholesale price, and we'll build a team of installers so that our customers get a complete 100% satisfactory result from us. Georgia Floors Direct. Our fingerprints are on the process from beginning to end. In that spirit, about halfway through their 50-year history, they hired a guy named Jeff Mallinson, who's the best. He is the most welcoming human being you will ever meet when you walk through the doors of a store, and he's built a team that's very much like him, that provides outstanding customer service, helps you find the choices in the budget you're working with, and gets you done and taken care of. He lives to do this. That's so true about so many of our sponsors. They live to see you smile with the result they provide. And they're no different. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for 50 years on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Got a Christmas classic from Bob Rivers coming up next, 428.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Want to know the sneaky way to get the perfect gift this holiday season? Just tiptoe into your loved one's closets and look at their shoe sizes. Then head to Skechers and make this holiday the most comfortable ever. Because at Skechers, we have ultra-comfy, ultra-affordable shoes you can buy everybody you know. Let's start with the kids. We have stretch fit, shoes that light up, and many more. And how about for mom, dad, and even the grandparents? We've got boots, sneakers, slip-ons, and so much more. Find Skechers at Skechers.com, at a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Christmas, that's such a pain to me, is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights,
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers.
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
The Salvation Army
facing my in-laws. 5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
These cards.
Oh, Edith, get me up here, huh? Well, we have no extension cords.
Finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws. 5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers. Now, why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Oh, facing the in-laws. 5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this. One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Oh, who's got the toilet paper?
Got a flashlight, I blow a fuse! And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner. 5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you. Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
Talk 93.1 FM. Lots going on here this afternoon. JT and Leanne will be filling in next week, but JT is here and we're working on this. I know this is state-of-the-art equipment.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this is probably the best equipment, honestly, that I've ever worked with. I'm going to tell you, at my previous radio gig...
You set up the alarm, man.
They convinced me that the lights that replace, you know, the lights that are burnt out on the board no longer exist because the board is so ancient.
Yes.
So I got used to the fact that, you know, I'm just going to have to wing it and just going to have to guess. I don't know if the pot's on or off, so you just don't know what you're going to hear. And so seeing that this works about the same way, it really makes me feel more comfortable.
It, as they say.
Do it live!
And just roll with it.
Exactly.
You never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Last week, actually a couple of weeks ago, I went on a significant rant because bullying lobby groups finally pushed Chick-fil-A over the edge, and they cut Salvation Army from their charitable giving list, which really infuriated me. I can't think of a group that operates more out of love than the Salvation Army. And because they're not doing it, you don't have big CEOs getting gigantic salaries. They do it to help people.
Sure.
So I have invited them to stop in this afternoon. They're going to join us in a couple of minutes, and we'll see how we can help them during this season. At 4:35, I don't know about you, but one of the first best ways, and I did it with my daughter just like my father did it with me, was to give me a quarter and run up and put it in the kettle.
No doubt. And so much respect for the people that are out there ringing those bells all through the holiday season. That's one thing that Leanne and I have actually done in the past. We've been bell ringers for the Salvation Army. And I have seen so many disasters. You know, we came from Pensacola. After Hurricane Ivan and any other big natural disaster, one of the first groups on the ground, Salvation Army, helping people feel better.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So we are going to exercise our constitutional right to give them 100% wholehearted support because they're entitled to their beliefs. This is America.
That's still. Right.
4:36 at the time, Lewis Lawn, great place to get whatever you need to maintain the outside of your home. They're on their winter schedule, so they close at 4 p.m., but they're open bright and early at 7. And I do believe if you, let's say you have a newlywed in the household, or to gift this Christmas time, there are things that people need to accumulate when they are in the process of building their home. Things like pressure washers or blowers that will come in very handy and be very much appreciated. And Lewis Lawn is the place to get those. Not only because you get a square deal on the best product line, but they have a full service department to support your purchase. When you get a warranty card from Lewis Lawn, it's really worth something. So, and on top of that, I've known the Lewises. They are one of our 10-year plus sponsors in bringing the show. So I'm hoping that when you have a choice, that you'll spend your money where I do when I need something to maintain my place, because they're such good people. They would kill me if I went into detail on that, because they're not about credit. They do what they do because they do it out of the heart, not, and that's why they would get mad. Take my word for it. They're just awesome folks at Lewis Lawn. Chad Sasser, the whole team there, worked with them a long time. They're terrific, and they'll take good care of you. Their number is 244-9191. Again, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass near Walter Craig. 4:38, we'll have the Salvation Army in a second. Sam, we'll have to talk later.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta-potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-85 northbound on the ramp down to the Chantilly Parkway. It's causing a little bit of a slowdown up on I-85 northbound. Watch out as you get in the neighborhood of Chantilly and I-85. Most congested area right now, the Eastern Boulevard from I-85 past Carmichael, Woodmere down to Vaughan. We had the report of an accident at Carmichael in the Eastern Boulevard. We are not seeing that on the cams. Doesn't mean it's not there. Use caution in that area. Taylor Road, extremely heavy from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road. Everywhere else around the city, light to moderate traffic. On I-65 and 85, they're rolling the speed limit through downtown, and it's a quick merge in any direction. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter would like to wish you and all those close to you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. The Lee High School Food Pantry serves 100 students right now, and school officials say that number is expected to go up. On Friday, students are sent home with a backpack of food for the weekend. They're always in need of more non-perishable food items, and if you're interested in donating, you can call or visit Lee High School. And in Prattville, the community came together to honor late coach Lorenzo Pickett by dedicating two structures in his name on what would have been his 53rd birthday. Pickett passed away suddenly on Thanksgiving Day 2006, just days before the Prattville Lions football team would have played in the state championship. The field house at Prattville High School was renamed to the Low Pickett Field House, and Spring Hill Park in the community where Lorenzo Pickett grew up was renamed Coach Lorenzo Low Pickett Park. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather is quiet for now, but we do have weather changes on the way for the weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, another freeze expected overnight. Low temperature down to about 31. Tomorrow, a little warmer, but still dry. Friday's high in the upper 50s. Periods of rain at times. Saturday night, Sunday, high temperatures will be in the 50s over the weekend, and more scattered showers on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight. A chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
They're in the business of being kind and helping people. And we welcome again the Farringtons, married couple that work. I can't use that word because you help, and I think help is different than work. This is not your job. This is your mission, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
It's so good to see you again.
Me too.
And
it's good to be here.
We have been, are now, and always will be staunch supporters of the Salvation Army. You'll never have to worry about us getting weak in the knees. And we want to know how we can help you this holiday season.
Well, we'll start off just by saying thank you guys for what you have done and what you continue to do. And thank your audience and people in the community who've always partnered with us, whether that's been through financial support or just coming and lending a hand in different ways that we serve community, because we absolutely could not do what we do in community without those who are willing to come and lend a hand, putting a hand to the plow, as a barber would say, and kicking in and make things happen.
We were talking before you came in, JT and Rosie, you know, as a kid, my first, I don't want to get emotional, but it's a good memory, when my dad gave me change to put in the bucket, and I taught that to my daughter. And I hope others are continuing to do that. I don't know why this has hit me so hard right now, but your work is so good and it's so critical. So why don't you go ahead and talk about some of the things you're trying to accomplish while I gather myself emotionally. It's just been a really crazy week with emotional stresses.
Trust me, we know emotional stresses.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking that we've been going 15, 20 hours straight for the last 29 days. Yes.
Wow.
But the reality is, you know, the Salvation Army is here to serve the community. And we try to serve them the best way we can. And so for many, people know us as... Unfortunately, people know us only as a place that feeds people or house people, right? And so, and those are great because that is something that we do. We provide emergency assistance to those who need a place to stay. We have meals, and we serve dinner for anybody in the community who may need a hot meal. But we're also moving into more transitional, more long-term care with our clients because the Word of God said, well, not the Word of God, but you teach a man, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man a fish, he eats for a lifetime. And that's where we're trying to move towards. And so you talked about the kettle, and this is crunch time for the Salvation Army financially. It's where most of our operational funding comes in, you know. And I know many times people may get tired of hearing that bell. Let's face it, sometimes I get tired of hearing that bell because it's really, really loud. It's ringing in our sleep. But it's vital because that's the money that we can use to help meet the needs of the community. And so for us right now, this is the last week. We have one more week through December 24th where we can raise money. Our goal this year was $300,000. And right now we are like $30,000 behind where we were last year. Yeah.
And last year we didn't meet our goal.
Right. And so it's like, you know, what we want to say to the community is, you know, if you have some extra change, if you can afford to not go out to eat lunch and maybe make lunch and put some money in the kettle, we would greatly appreciate it, you know, because those resources stay in our community and they help meet the needs of people who don't have the resources themselves.
All right, I'm going to set an example. Mm-hmm. It's going to make me feel good. If you guys will stay just 2 minutes, I got to do Fox Business. We'll come back and we'll continue. Sir. The Farringtons from the Salvation Army are our guests.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
At Marguerite's, yes, we are still custom designing. At Marguerite's, yes, we will take in any trade towards anything you purchase from at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, yes, we have financing. At Marguerite's, we have layaway. At Marguerite's, we have the highest quality. We feature the Forevermark diamonds. We're partners with De Beers, and we do it the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one at Marguerite's. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have Antiglass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day till Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
The Fox Business Report.
On Wall Street, the major averages notching new record highs as investors brush off impeachment headlines, with the Dow rising 138 points, NASDAQ up 59, S&P 500 up 14. In a good day on Wall Street for electric car maker Tesla, its stock soaring past $400 a share for a record close. The recent run-up in Tesla stock has been driven in part by enthusiasm about production at a new factory in China. And Nike releasing earnings after the closing bell and beating Wall Street expectations with big jumps in quarterly profits and sales. The athletic brand benefiting from its push to sell more merchandise through its app and in stores. Shares of Nike rising around 35% so far this year. And shares of Scholastic Corporation rallying after hours after the children's book publisher topped Wall Street estimates for the quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-424-7115. 1-800-424-7115. 1-800-424-7115.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a couple of Christmas cherubs in the studio with me. The Farringtons from the Salvation Army have been with us before, and I got all emotional earlier, and I guess it's kind of, yeah, this could be a stressful time, but I was talking about, I'm going to do it again. My dad giving me change to put in the Salvation Army kettle, and I did the same thing with Janelle at the Broward Mall in Fort Lauderdale, and I realized that I had just... I collected all this change in my change dish on my bureau, mm-hmm. and I rolled it. Mm-hmm. So, and I have it in the car. So here's $50 of rolled quarters.
Wow. Thank you.
I wish I could give you 50 rolls of quarters.
Thank you.
But I'm hoping that others hearing this will do the same.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Can I just tell you how impactful this is? Just things like this go a long way. And you were just saying, we were talking a little about the stressors that a lot of time happen right around this season of Christmas. And this is though the pressure that the society's put on that you got to get gifts for those families who don't have, they feel that all the more. And so stuff like this, the quarters, pennies, all that stuff adds in. It has accumulated to just on yesterday, we were able to partner with 500 families here in the Montgomery area to provide Christmas for them.
Wow.
And that was from the little kids all the way up to seniors. That was a blessing to them, to where otherwise that stress would have been humongous that they would have been feeling when their kids are looking at them and seeing other people around celebrating Christmas and they don't have. So this is what that goes to. So it looks like little, but that's amazing benefit and of an investment into other families who don't have anything.
Yeah. And we have so many wonderful community supporters. And so, you just gave $50. Thank you so much, right? But there are those who also give up their time. You know, there are people, sure. So many people don't know that we have to pay people to stand at the kettles. Mm-hmm. We have 47 doors, and today I think we had 15 of them filled.
Wow.
And so even if we had volunteers to help stand at the kettle, you know, and there are just so many different ways that people can give that would help us meet our goal. But we live in a community. One of the things that my husband and I have learned over the last year and a half is that Montgomery is a giving community.
Absolutely.
And
beyond generous,
right? And we have seen the community, even just yesterday with the Angel Tree distribution, just being able to see how many families were blessed, and it's because of the community support. And so, you know, we want to say thank you for all of the support that Montgomery has given us thus far, because we can't do the mission of the Army without the support of Montgomery.
I'll tell you what, it makes it even more special, and I've been touched by this so many different times. 2 years ago tomorrow is the anniversary of Sherry.
Yeah.
And a man lost his wife to cancer on the 20th, and they had nothing after the cost of her treatment. They lost their insurance because they got priced out of it. And this community stepped up and...
amazing.
She, in one day, I call it the spirit of Bedford Falls. Mm-hmm. And you're helping people who are in need, who are not feeling sorry for themselves, need a hand so they can pull themselves up.
Right.
That's what we want to do. And I hope others will hear our conversation and feel similarly inspired and be a part of it. It's such a good thing. And you guys are just amazing.
Thank you.
There isn't a pretentious bone in their bodies. They are all heart. I love them, and I hope that you will hear what we've been talking about today, finding out where are some of the places people can... I'm almost ready to see if we can't get a kettle in the side of our station tomorrow afternoon.
If you want, we'll get it to you.
You know what? I like that idea.
Yeah.
We folks that are coming by can drop, you know, empty your change dishes and stuff. If we can get a kettle outside at 3:00 tomorrow, we'll see how much we can do between 3 and 6.
You'll have it.
It all helps.
Yes.
And I'll go get the rest of my loose change. I don't like this. That'll be fun.
Yeah,
awesome.
It will. Awesome.
Thanks.
And I may need a bell to ring in here. Just so
I'll get
you.
There you go. I love it.
You can ring it in here all you'd like. But your ears are going to start ringing.
I will live with that. Because it'll be my last show before Christmas.
Oh,
and that'd be a good way to wrap it up.
Cool.
So let's plan on that for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see you at 3:00.
Thank you.
Right. And otherwise, if you see one of the red kettles, is there an online way to donate?
Yes, it is. It is www.mysalalm.com.
MyCellAlm.org,
isn't it? We messed up.
You're right. Thank you.
MyCellAlm.
Yes, sir.
MySALALM. All right, we'll do that. I'll use social media to get that out there, too.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be back.
By Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some very heavy traffic on I-85 and 65 right now through downtown Montgomery. We're beginning to see that slowdown 85 to 65 northbound. Very heavy traffic this afternoon on Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson outbound to 231. All the folks trying to get home up in Wetumpka. We got a busy Eastern Boulevard. Very heavy congestion at I-85 Carmichael Woodmere down to Vaughn Road. And they are still working that accident at I-85 on the down ramp to Carmichael. If you're outbound headed to Carmichael, watch out for that one. Should be wrapped up right now and out of the way, but use caution as you head through there, all right? When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, you know what? We're already reaching some people. Our good buddy Chuck Courtney, who gave me a 9-7 on today's roll call, by the way.
All right.
Says he'll be the first to put a $100 bill in the kettle tomorrow. And we're going to have it on the side lot of our building at 4101 A Wall Street. We would love to have you stop by. I'm going to see if I can get some cookies and stuff to thank people for coming by tomorrow. Nothing like last-minute planning.
I'll do that.
Sometime.
I'll pick up the cookies.
You're a goddess. You're amazing. 4:58. I hate to even bring this subject up at this time of the year, but there are folks who may be considering, may be expecting, or may be totally ambushed, like my daughter was, with a divorce action. At that time, if you sense that that's a possibility, there's nothing wrong. A consultation with Dana Dulk and Jacqueline Tomlinson does not mean you have to do anything, but you owe yourself to know what's at stake so that you can be prepared. And it could be that consultation helps save the situation, because sometimes we bottle things up, keep them inside, and when they come out in a consultation, they become, in many cases, resolvable issues. Either way, having good guidance, because under the best circumstances, when